Good afternoon. We continue to track a low pressure wave south of Long Island heading east-northeast toward Cape Cod. This wave of low pressure brought a round of rain and some thunderstorms primarily to the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern half of New England this morning. As the wave departs to the east, so will the steadiest rain, although this will leave us with plenty of clouds and a more humid environment today. To the north of I-90, more breaks in the cloud cover leading to some sunshine. But in this environment, across all of interior New York and New England, with some energy heading our way in the jet stream flow, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon. Despite the cloud cover, high temperatures will reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s. As we get into the night tonight, more showers and thunderstorms will be likely as more energy passes through, and temperatures will be back into the 60s. Heading into the weekend, a broad trough of low pressure will establish itself over the Great Lakes and northeastern part of the country. Energy embedded within this broad trough will rotate through, and from time to time, more showers and thunderstorms will be common. This is especially true for the day on Saturday, when showers and thunderstorms will be likely. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Only minor bouts of energy will move through on Sunday and Monday, so this is our best chance for some dry weather. But we do run the risk still of a few passing showers and thunderstorms both days, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Within that same broad trough, we will look for more energy to rotate through on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, with more numerous showers and thunderstorms, highs still though in the lower 80s, and it looks like we'll finally have a dry day by Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Ohio Valley. Over the course of the day, models indicate that several broken bands of convective segments will develop initially from Indiana and Ohio northeast to the vicinity of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Although low-level shear is fairly weak across the area, deep shear will favor storm organization as a corridor of enhanced mid-level flow overspreads the region. Modest veering of the wind may support updraft rotation in some updrafts, although broken linear segments should foster a hail and damaging wind threat where surface instability will be maximized. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 4 is located several hundred miles east of the Lesser Antilles. The depression is expected to weaken to a remnant low during the day today as it moves toward the islands at about 20 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Gothic and Crested Butte, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a few scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1988, and the record low, 44, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy, scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, a passing shower or storm both days in the lower 80s. A better chance of more showers and storms on Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 80s both days. And a mix of sun and clouds Thursday with highs again in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.